MattSmith.com. Matt Smith, Rob Williams with you here. Jamar McCoy joins us, head coach for the James Island Trojans ahead of their game against Oceanside Collegiate. Coach, welcome. We really appreciate you taking some time with us because you didn't pick a gimme to start your season. Tell us about how this game came together because your guys are going to be tested right out of the chute this year.
Yeah, we over the years since I've been here, we've become a pretty good program, rightfully so. The kids have earned it. They've worked their tails off to get this program as one of the premier programs in the state in 5A football. And, you know, we wanted to put on display this season how much we've worked in this space. You know, we open up the season with four powerhouse programs. You know, we got Oceanside tonight, South Florence next week, Great Collegiate the week after that, and we're going to a bye, and then we play Somerville. So we play four top 15, top 20 teams to open up the season. And, you know, if you want to be the best, you got to beat the best. So all those teams either play for a lower state title or play for a state title last season. And that's by design. That's no accident. So we want to be mentioned up there year in, year out with one of the better football teams in the state.
Coach, obviously, I'll stick on that non-region just for a moment. You get some real tests for your guys, and that does help them be ready when the playoffs come around. Is there anything that you're looking to maybe develop specifically with this team during that non-region schedule before you get into the heart of Somerville and the rest of the region?
Well, no. Everything that we wanted to develop, we do in the off season. You know, as far as camaraderieship, understanding scheme, understanding the fundamentals of football, we do all that good stuff in the off season. Now, what we look to do is just win, play our style of football. When issues do arise, you know, we plan to fix those during the course of the week. But you know, we just everything we want to develop. That's what the offseason is for. Now that we're in the season, it's time, as the kids say, it's time to go get the bag. It's time to go get that check. You know, they put in all the hard work. Practice, offseason is the toughest part of football. And when you go to play on Friday nights, that should be the fun part. You should be clocking in to get your payday. So that's how we look at it. That's how we've, you know, kind of structured our program. And it's worked for us.
Smitty, Coach, you know, I love that answer because we talk to coaches all the time and you get different philosophies, right? Like some coaches will say, we're going to figure out what we got in these first few non-region games, and as long as we're good at the end, then that's okay. I love that you're coming out of the gate and saying, no, we're going to go beat all these guys. That our objective is to go win football games. We got all the work done in the offseason.
Right, right. And be wary of any coach that says he's going into a game to lose. Be weary. You know, I wouldn't want to be around a loser. You know, we want to win. We want to be the best that we can be at all times. You know, I tell the kids all the time, mediocrity has its place in the world, and it's not around me. We want to be the best that we can be. We want to be great. We want to be elite. And it is what it is. I heard Coach Nick Saban say, you know, everybody's born good. You make a decision to be bad or you make a decision to be elite. And we've been harping on that all year, the difference between being able and being willing. You're able to do a lot of stuff, but if you're willing to do these things, you'll be better because with willingness comes a sacrifice. So there's a lot of sacrifice that go into being a winner and being a gladiator on that football field.
Coach Jamar McCoy joining us, James Island High School. Coach, if your team is playing to its standard offensively, tell us what it looks like. And you could share some of those names as well. What are your expectations for the way your offense plays, the way they execute? What would it will it look like for people who are in the stands when your offense is humming?
We're a quarterback-centered offense. How Brady plays is how good we'll be. You know, Brady's been in our program for years and years now. He understands our expectations. He knows them like the back of his hand because I've been harping on him since he was a seventh grader. He knows the nuances of the offense. He understands what makes us go. He understands his audible play card and what he's allowed to do and what he's not allowed to do. So how well he's able to go out there, get a pre-snap, post-snap read, you know, digest it and spit it back up, and the production that comes out of that is how good we'll be. So, you know, no small feat what he has to do Friday night. But, you know, it's Brady's game. He's our coach on the field, and he knows that. So how well he does is how well the offense will do.
Coach, I was going to save this one for later on, a little more of a fun question, but since you brought up Brady Dantzler, I'll ask it now. A lot of success, obviously, on the baseball field at James Island. We continue to hear about the basketball team and how that program is building. We've seen what you've been able to do, and we're talking about an elite offense here, and you're testing that team early on this year. Is James Island an all-sports school, or is there a stigma around town that maybe still it's a baseball school, or is it a football school? What's the vibe where you are? Because if you can be an all-sports school, then you're a true power in this state.
Right. So let's not get it twisted. You have to come in here and do your classwork. Like you have to definitely you know, get it done in the academic space here at James Island. We're an IB school. Our expectations, our standard is high when it comes to academics, and we challenge kids academically all the time. Our basketball program is top notch. Our baseball program is elite. Those guys are going for four in a row. And football, you know, we're coming right along. You know, it's when I took over the program in 2020, you know, this place wasn't known for winning football games, you know, but, you know, in the midst of chaos, there's opportunity. So I had an opportunity to come in, take over the program, and myself and my staff we've pulled it along to get it to where it is now. We definitely want to be looked at as some among the elite athletic departments in the state. That is our goal. That is our athletic director's goal, Jeremy Holland. And, you know, we push toward that mark every offseason, every season, to be the best among the best. We're all extreme competitors. You know, I've told Coach Spivey several times, you know, like, he's my competition. Like, I want a 3-peat. I want to, you know, be the last team standing when the football season's over, just like Spivey has done. Hats off to the baseball program. Those guys get after it. They're really, really good. And Spivey has built a tremendous program. Hats off to him.
Well, Coach McCoy, tell us about Friday nights at James Island, because the winning has been there. And, you know, there are certain schools in our state that have reputations that Friday night, you know, it's wild, it's packed, the energy is high. How is the atmosphere Friday nights, James Island High School?
It's electric. You know, football in the South, period, is one of those to-do things, especially Friday night football. It's one of those to-do things. And here on James Island, it's no different. Over the last several years, we've seen an uptick of fans coming to the games. We've seen definitely an uptick of media wanting to come in and cover our game, so on and so forth. So it's electric out here on a Friday night in the backyard. The band playing, the music going on the Jumbotron, you know, the pageantry of the colors and all that good stuff. So it's fun. You know, we really enjoy what we do. And we work hard to produce a great game on Friday nights, from cutting the grass to painting the field to getting the logos just right. Every little detail matters, especially to me. So, you know, I'm one of the coaches that I'm in there. I got paint all over me. I'm painting field. I'm cutting the grass. So, you know, I just enjoy doing that stuff. It brings me a sense of peace and humbleness. But, you know, we really enjoy what we do here on James Island.
Coach, I want to talk a little bit about your expectations going into this year. You talked about the non-region, how tough it is moving into the region, starting off with Somerville. But the goal is very clear in listening to you, that you want to be the last team standing there when this season is over. How do you convey that to this team, and what are kind of what's the major focus? How do you have a team or a season-long goal while keeping that focus on Oceanside for this week?
Simple. You know, our theme since January has been elevate the standard. You know, we want to elevate the standard each and every day. We want to be better than we were yesterday. We feel like we've put a standard in place of winning, playing hard-nosed football, and we just want to elevate it. You know, Somerville has for the longest time been that top power in the low country. Fort D made a case, you know, in the 2010s to 2023 or so. But, you know, we feel like it's our time, and we want to do battle with any and everybody that we suit up against on Friday night. They put their shoulder pads and helmet on just like we do. So we want to beat those traditional powers, but it won't come easy. It comes at a cost, you know. So we train hard in the off season, so we can be prepared for the season. You know, the victorious gladiators, they win the battle before the battle even starts. And you know, we look at that battle as off season training, being comfortable with being uncomfortable in the hot sun during the summertime, lifting at 6 a.m. breakfast, and then, you know, film session, and then out on the field from 9 to 11 during the summer, you know. So, I mean, we do everything so once the season starts, we're prepared to go. So the battle is already won in the off season, and you just got to go to war when the season starts to see how much work you put in.
Coach, you're getting us all excited. We can't wait to see you Friday night against Oceanside Collegiate. If you would, break down Oceanside for us. Final question here. Just tell us what they've put on film. Obviously, they're a state championship program, but I don't know if you're getting film from, like, anything, scrimmages or jamborees or anything, but what do they look like? What do you have to stop? What's the focus?
Oceanside, we don't have any film on Oceanside. They didn't play a scrimmage this year. We did, just due to heat or whatever. And I understand, you know, what they went through and not to be able to have film. So we're just a little bit in the dark on what Oceanside can and can't do. You know, we went up against them in the 7-on-7 at USC this summer. So we know that they can run, they can catch the ball, and we know the kid under center can spin it. So we're well aware of the weapons that they possess offensively and defensively. We're aware of the experienced and inexperienced guys. We have our scouting report just as I'm sure they have a scouting report on us. So, you know, we're just going to try to just play our style of football with what we have and just do battle.
Coach, thanks so much. We can't wait. I mean, it's not just this game, obviously. You've got South Florence and Gray Collegiate and Somerville just coming up in the next few weeks. James Island is absolutely a program that we're going to have our eyes on statewide, and we'll track you every step of the way, and we will certainly have you back on this show. We appreciate you, Coach.
Yes, sir. Anytime. I appreciate you guys extending the invite to me. Just want to tell you guys and all the listeners, man, the sun came up to shine on y'all's good works that you've been doing. Keep grinding. I love you. And ain't nothing you can do about it.
That's awesome.
Thanks, Coach.
That is Coach Jamar McCoy, 4QuarterFriday.com.